The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
Okay.
I guess
you've been through at least cursorily the entire barracks now.
Should probably go back and
judging from your trip around the other side of the hall, or no, we were in this hall.
Yes.
There were no rooms going to the south. In the hall where we fought the centaur, were there?
Not that we saw.
Okay.
This is the entirety.
We haven't seen the room that he just went through.
Dude, total war zone.
Yeah, we'll go check that out.
Holy shit.
Sure.
Look at the bones of that mastodon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He says, pointing at a broken crate.
Were you digging into some of the magical heroin?
What is that white thing back in the corner?
Yeah. Over there?
Skull of a demon.
Yes.
It's actually a old stone statue of a gargoyle.
Bag of holding.
This thing is about as tall as you and way heavier. It definitely weighs more than 500 pounds.
What about with a crowbar?
I mean, you could break it and have a broken piece of a gargoyle statue.
I'll spend some time going through the pile
of wreckage. Doesn't seem very archaeological. Okay. Yeah. Make an investigation check.
That sounds very archaeological, actually. Look at the broken piece of pyramid I brought home.
I guess it depends on which era of archaeology you're talking about.
Most of archaeology.
I don't know. I think at a certain point, it's just looting before it becomes actual archaeology.
It belongs in a museum.
20.
Okay. Let's see here.
I'm going to want to know if that included under the mattresses, because if it didn't, Rook's going to look under the mattresses.
Okay. It probably doesn't. I don't think.
Nope. I was going through the pile of broken stuff.
This time you go through and you do not find anything under the mattresses.
Okay.
For Inari, the most interesting things in this whole show, essentially, is that there's a bunch more books underneath some of this ice. Some of these are intact and not nearly as degraded as the others.
Yeah.
You'll obviously want to make sure that you get the ice off before they thaw. But as long as you do that, you think that some of them are in like good enough condition to actually read and use and probably sell. Because once again, these are all very old books that would be hard to find in the above world.
Okay.
Wand of magic detection.
Okay.
I'll use shape water and move all of the
sure. Yeah. You
water
can you
could
even
chain it.
Cast it if you wanted to. Yep. None of the books are of particular like magical interest or like historical interest about Nev Thelian itself, but they're of general historical interest for sure.
Okay.
Certainly lots of historians would be eager to, even if they've already or read or heard of the book, probably not very many actually own a copy, like cuz they're rare. There's also an interesting but slashed and broken painting, which is the first probably work of art you've seen, which makes sense. You only made it to the barracks.
That makes me worry about the statue now.
Which is why I was doing the wand of magic detection.
You swing that wand of magic detection around and do not discern anything magical in this room that you don't expect from your companions.
What can we make of this painting?
Well, you could make a few random small things out of it, but nothing. the painting is of it's a portrait of like an elven woman reclining on a chaise. And it's like your fairly classic, like if you want real world reference, like 17th century Dutch sort of painting.
So draw me like one of your elf girls.
More or less. It's probably a little more. Probably a little more impressionistic than that era, now that I think about it. So maybe jump forward a century. It is not.
Rook, get that construct.
There's an old and there's an old pair of shackles that are partially encased in ice as well.
Mm-hmm.
Piles of clothing, most of them torn and ripped and beyond any use.
Anything to the west end of this room other than the bunk beds?
It is just the beds on that side of the room.
Okay.
Is there anything that that Inari can get from the statue or the painting archaeologically?
The painting is definitely an interesting thing. And with mending, you could put the scraps back together.
Okay.
Actually, probably the frame, too. Yeah, you could put it back together, and that would probably be worth quite a good sum.
Okay.
And probably even worth more to people that understood its historical significance.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a random shield in here that is it's a wooden shield with a metal rim and a metal boss in the middle. But the boss in the center has, like, elven tracery all around it. So it's, like, decorated.
Hmm.
Do I detect anything special about this shield other than...
No.
Okay.
But archaeologically significant.
I will pack as much of it with me as I can.
Would you like me to bother mending that painting for you yet?
It's probably easier to carry broken.
Yeah, it probably is. We can deal with that when we make camp.
Yes.
It does not appear to actually be giving me any power.
Yeah. I mean, the TV's plugged into it.
I stole all the power when I plugged my laptop in.
Okay, we're good. There's a broken vase. Archaeologically, pottery is always significant.
Mm-hmm. Anything that I think that we can mend and turn into something valuable or useful.
A lot of the rest of it is all just broken wooden crates and barrels. There's an anvil in one corner.
Okay.
But that looks pretty much like every other anvil you've seen.
Yep.
Nothing special about it. That is probably... There's a battle axe that's stuck into a table, but that also looks fairly run-of-the-mill. Nothing, no inscriptions on it or anything special about its workmanship.
Okay. We should probably find some place... Well, we've got two things that we should probably do. Find some place to camp and get above ground to send a message back to...
the university.
Rogan. Savash. Yeah.
I think at this point, as far as we know, it's safer and more secure to take a long rest here before heading back out.
That's true.
I don't know about here.
Right. But in underground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe in one of the guard towers or something.
I was going to say, why don't we go back to the satyr's room?
I'm really tired of ice. I don't know about anyone else.
Yeah. Is the ice affecting anybody else as far as cold weather? Or?
I mean, it feels... really, really cold, and it would not be a good idea to sleep here without sufficient, blankets or other, winter precautions.
It wouldn't be that much to walk back up to the guard hall.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll run into your satyr friend or find out if he's figured out how to jump across that 20-foot chasm yet.
I also had another idea that I talked to Troy about. After we rest, I want to try casting Speak with Dead on Kira's corpse.
From...
I'm pretty sure that has to be within 10 days. I will double check. Speak with Dead.
If so, I didn't go back.
You would know the limits of the spell. I'm just,
yeah.
Maybe she's only been dead for 10 days. It's possible.
Yeah, it's within 10 days.
It's within 10 days. Okay. Never mind.
No.
Yes.
You just looked it up.
I just looked it up.
It says the spell fails if the corpse was the target of this spell within the last 10 days.
Corpse, but it specifically says corpse, not skeleton.
It does say corpse.
Skeletons can turn their head yes and no, Dave. Again, it's not going to be a very riveting conversation.
Well, the whole point is that you're like reanimating a dead corpse to answer questions. Like, it's still...
like the gray matter's still intact and there, as opposed to just the bone?
Like, it's not... it's not magically granting it a windpipe and vocal cords and everything. It needs to still have those to work. So the skeleton has no way to talk. It could move its jaw, but that's all it could do.
So I animate it and then make it a willing thing to polymorph it into a person, and then we speak to it.
Then it won't be dead.
Right, then we could just speak to it normally because it's alive.
But it would...
But this would it be the person it was before it died at that point?
It would just be an undead thing. It doesn't return a soul to it.
No, it doesn't.
Don't get all metaphysical on me.
No, the spell stays.
Actually, even says that it doesn't return the soul.
It's just animating the spirit.
I'm going to hear...
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I'm going to gather up some wood to build a fire with. If I, along the way to wherever we rest, find less frozen wood I'll replace.
Well, we there was
and
there
can shape water to get
there.
The ice off of the wood. So
yep,
yeah.
But there was not. I mean, the next area up that we were it slept in before in the tower was not. You know.
Okay. Well, look. You're leaving the barracks and going back up north, back up to the next level? Is that
I don't sure. want to sleep on ice.
Yes.
Okay.
And I will make sure that the door is closed behind us.
Okay, so you head back out through the portcullis at the front. Are you leaving the portcullis up?
You know, we could have, like, busted that was it a throne or a chair, would you say it was?
Where?
Just under that room?
Which room?
The white thing there.
It's a gargoyle statue.
The gargoyle statue. We could bust it up, take it with us, and then mend it back together again.
I mean, it still weighs probably a ton.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, we're good.
But when it's in little pieces, it doesn't weigh a ton anymore. Remember, it's like that pound of feathers.
Well, Cody, there's this little thing called addition.
Pound of feathers doesn't weigh as much as a pound of steel. I've carried both of them.
All right, I'll stop interrupting.
Cool.
Okay, which portcullis are you talking about?
Okay.
Down the back way, and because you have to go down, you go down the ramp, and there's the portcullis, and then you walk all the way around the
so the room you were in at the beginning of this session.
There's portcullis there.
There's a portcullis. That's okay. What leads down to where the door is to the lower level.
Okay. Yes. We're going down through there and back out.
Right. So you use the winch to raise the portcullis.
Yeah.
The winch that's in the room behind it. And then unless you want to do something weird about how you get back out, then you would be leaving the portcullis up.
Oh, I'm not worried about the portcullis. Okay. I'm closing the door to this level with the amulet.
Right. I got that. I'm just clarifying things on the way. So you go back down through that portcullis around the entire U-shaped bend
Correct.
Of the hall below. You get back to that large door, which is currently closed. You use the amulet to open it back up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It spirals open again. Amulet floats in the middle. As soon as you walk through, you can turn around, stick the amulet back out, and the door closes back around it.
Yep. Fact.
And you are back in the guard hall, the gate level.
Okay.
Do we see a satyr milling about?
Well, except the skeletons are dead.
I kick and them so again claw. For good measure. I'll have carried Claw's corpse with me.
Aww. Okay.
Probably easier to fix it than try and build a new one.
I can fix it within the hour for a spell slot, which if we're going to long rest, I'll go ahead and do.
Well, let's see what our satyr friend has done first. Let's make sure he's not milling about.
But as long as we long rest within the hour, I will.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I'll get free repair in the morning anyway.
Okay. You make it back, pass through that large gate where all the pile of skeletons were and where you fought the giant skeleton.
As we get back through there, I would like to take a second and let Alec look at the corpse. You have a higher medicine than everybody else.
Which one? The giant one?
No, Kira's.
Oh, okay.
Can you tell anything about how she died? Is there indications of stab wounds? Is there anything? Maybe cast guidance. I'll help.
I will cast guidance.
So I'm helping, so roll with advantage.
Not need it, but that would be a... Wait a minute. I rolled an 18. 39.
Holy
no,
shit.
29. Sorry.
Still. Still.
Say, okay. Somebody's cheating.
So, Alec spends the time to lean down, examine the skeleton carefully, and you're able to tell that there was some massive trauma to her back. There's multiple fractures in her spine. And there's also a whole bunch of like scrapes on the bone that lead you to believe that as well. While like the main like cause of death was like all the basically a broken spine and all that, and probably internal organs. That whatever it was, as well as whatever the blunt force behind it was really strong, also whatever it was also sharp enough to scrape up the bones. So your general guess is maybe some sort of large mace or something similar.
Okay. My mind went to maybe she just got trampled by like an oncoming army.
It seems like the way the bones are broken that they sort of like broke around. Like, there's an epicenter.
There's a central epicenter. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I'll relay that. It looks like a very large mace-like weapon.
Struck her from behind.
And
okay.
Any signs of our satyr friend?
Not in this area, no.
I will cast locate person.
You have to have a name.
No, I don't.
This is the part. Check the text.
Okay. Describe or name a creature that is familiar to you.
Okay.
The only satyr we've seen in months. So,
is he within 1,000 feet of us?
Now I have to actually measure how big this cave is.
Oh, God damn it.
I assumed that chasm with the piles of...
That's not 1,000 feet down, so if he took a swan dive into Spike Land, we're going to know.
No, I just assumed that goes on for miles and miles. It's basically...
Right, so this is a locate creature, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you do detect it, and it's about 500 feet to the west.
500 feet, you say?
I do sense him. Yeah, I'll relay that.
Yeah. But you are now at the broken bridge that you jumped across earlier and or flew. How do the two of you without flying boots want to get across?
Well, we want to rest on this side, or do we want to get across and rest closer to the surface?
I'm assuming if we're wanting to get a hold of the satyr, we should probably do that before.
Yeah.
Well, give me a second. I might have a way to do that. I got to look something up.
I mean, I also have hold person, so...
Is that all the description I get? Hold on. That was less than a... So, how accurate is that measurement? Can he locate it to know? Let me know it's within 500 feet?
He actually gets the direction.
Right, but can he tell distance?
You sense the direction of the creature's location as long as the creature is within 1,000 feet. Blah, blah, blah.
He knows it's within 1,000
feet. No, he doesn't. He knows it's within 1,000 feet, but he does not actually know that specific distance.
Okay.
That was me giving away too much information, technically.
It doesn't say that I...
Okay. Do I know that if he's moving?
No, you would only know if he left the 1,000 feet. Or if the direction changed. You could be able to tell if the direction changed.
It's like a compass,
and over,
right?
Like, the next, like, several seconds as you're keeping the spell up... Well, actually...
It says if the creature is moving, you know the direction of its movement.
Okay, the creature is not moving.
Okay.
Right, like, it's one...
Concentration. I want to try something, because I haven't used this item yet.
What's that?
I pull out a horn, and I blow, and it makes no sound.
Okay. Are you calling spirits to your aid? What horn is this?
Different horn.
If the satyr is within 600 feet, he hears a loud trumpeting noise in our direction.
Oh, is this the horn of alarm?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Noted.
Did he move?
You do not detect any change.
No.
I blow it again.
Okay.
Boom.
You must assume it sounds like that, of course.
I mean, I'm playing the tune, so I have a feeling that it makes whatever sound I want it to make. I just can't hear it.
It sounds great, you imagine.
I do imagine.
Alec does not notice any change.
I'm going to head off and start looking for the satyr.
How are you going to get across this bridge gap?
I will misty step across it.
Okay, that works.
How are we going to get him across?
I think Jeff jumped me last time.
Yeah.
How are you going to get across this time?
Are you willing to jump me again?
I'm already across.
What's the carry? How much weight can Alec carry?
I would if Dave would let me say that I cast jump before I teleport.
You're not in
Does
any
that
duress.
Sound like something?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. Dave would do. I will fly across.
You have jump.
Then make your... I don't think you even need to roll because...
No, it's a running long jump.
Yeah.
Because your strength score is normally... What is your strength score? Because it doubles whatever that is.
Triple?
Oh, damn. Then you're probably fine.
My strength tripled would be 21.
Your strength is 7?
Yes.
Seriously?
Oh, no. That's the saving throw. Strength saving throw. It's plus 4, so it'd be plus 12.
No,
What's your strength score?
Oh, 18.
Okay, yeah. 54. So you can jump like... 50 feet. Yeah.
Yeah, we figured out this last time. I could jump ridiculously.
No. Jumping in D&D makes no reasonable sense to the average person. Like, at all. Like, not even to the average Olympian.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I don't know what the standing long jump is in what the actual distance is, but I can't imagine it's 54 fucking feet.
I think it's somewhere between like 5 and 10.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it's longer than that, but it's, I want to say like 14.
For
something
standing
like
with no
running? Oh, standing jump? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't think standing jump is an Olympic event. It's a long jump.
Right.
Anyway. So you make your way back across all of these various bridges and all the towers and so on until you end up back on the wide platform before the bridges with all of the...
You still see him?
The nice striated tan brown marble.
Yep. Hey, Alfred.
And then you go up into the...
Alfred's been here.
Oh, Alfred.
Dave just never really pulled along the token.
I don't usually, unless something happens with Alfred. Yeah, and then you wind back through the U-shaped corridor of death with all the arrow slits.
Are you still detecting him this whole time? How long can you locate?
It's an hour.
It's an hour.
Oh, okay. Has he moved?
Where the hell are we, Dave?
Give me 1 second.
He's moving somewhere so he can do something sneaky. Sator has 17 friends. They're all golems.
They're 6 black dragons.
Yeah. And I fade away.
Someone needs to make fan art for the Rancor's Brothel of 6 black dragons.
It's not really.
But given the production value of the Rancor's Brothel, it's one of them that's copy pasted 6 times.
But they flipped 1 or 2 of them, so they come from different angles.
Right. So you make your way around that U shaped bend of all the arrow slits. And when you come back to as you get partially around this, you realize that there's daylight coming in the hallway. And as you reach the front where that initial front door is, the door that was closed is open. But in front of the doorway is what appears to now be the corpse of the satyr. Someone want to make a medicine check?
Like, when you say in front of the open door, like you shall not pass, he crossed the line in the sand and just died immediately, or?
He's laying on the marble, like, right by the threshold.
Unnatural 20.
I got 24.
Okay. Between the two of you rolling him over, actually, as soon as you roll over, it, like, takes a hearty stomach, because his entire face is all, like, broken and bludgeoned in. And there's a whole bunch of, like, there's just bruises all over the front of his torso. His back looks fine. It's all the front. And you can't be sure, but it looks almost like he was, like, bashed against a wall repeatedly.
So the question is whatever killed him now inside or outside of Nathalion?
Well, I mean...
How safe do you guys think we are now?
No. I mean, like, so I have a weird question. His body is most definitely inside, right?
Yeah.
Humor me, will you? Pick him up and try and toss him out here.
I'll pick him up and try and toss him out.
Okay. He's not exactly light, but you toss him well enough, and it's as if he hit an invisible wall and just thumps back down to the ground.
I will go and try and reach.
It's fine.
Flushes the wall with the door? This invisible wall, is it outside of it, inside of it, flush to it?
I mean, if you move around his corpse around it, it appears to be exactly... You, like, pick up his hand and try and push it through.
Pick him up by the back of the neck and just keep bashing him.
Basically,
into it.
It's right at the threshold where that door is.
This is the curse.
Fuck.
It's not on us. He just stuck his hand through it, right?
Yeah. You can walk through the front door. Yeah. You can walk through that space just fine.
Like, I imagine as you're rubbing his face, is his face, like, leaving a smear in space or anything like that?
No.
Blood can't
pass. Probably just dripping down to the floor.
Okay.
So he bludgeoned himself to death trying to get out.
Mm-hmm. He has literally been trapped here this whole time, and he beat himself to death trying to leave.
That's metal as fuck.
How did he open it?
It's a good question, because I'm pretty sure we closed it.
We did.
It's held open right now. Right?
I
was going to go back
and check.
You send
Alfred back through through the arrow slit to check. You see that the winch has been turned and locked back into place. So he spent whatever effort was needed to get it up.
All a matter of determination.
Good for you, buddy.
Do you want to talk to him?
He didn't seem exactly coherent before he died.
Yeah, he's not under any compulsion to answer us honestly.
There's that too.
I figured Kira would want to help.
So...
Outside, there is snow on the ground.
I want to try something.
Yuck.
Said the necromancer.
When Cody smiles and says that, I get worried.
I animate the corpse.
Okay. As in just animate dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
I try and walk him... I try and walk. Tell the corpse to see if it will walk through now.
Okay. The corpse obediently begins walking, and then when it gets... to the doorway, just sort of like starts walking like an NPC in a video game against an invisible wall.
Huh. So this is still applied to this corpse even well into death and under magic compulsion. That's interesting. I was going to use him to close the gate behind us.
Yeah.
No one can get in. I figure that's a good use of him. We may have to kill him later. Yeah, because I just used my last... maybe I could cast that as a fourth level spell.
As we were walking up here, were there any structures left outside?
Structures left outside?
In the upper city. The remains of the upper city.
There were like foundations
on the surface.
Yes.
Yeah, there weren't any...
When you were walking...
Is he in the barracks level? No.
Okay, now I'm confused about what you're asking.
I'm confused too.
He's at the front door.
No, he's at the front door that he wedged open.
Right.
Yeah.
Originally.
So we're heading out into the upper city.
Yeah, like right in front of you is the deep channel cut that's like a ramp down to the front door of the underground city.
So was there any remaining structures in the upper city?
Ruins, right?
No. You found like stone walls that were like a foot high that are like just the remains of the outlines of buildings.
Okay. So let's camp out in here.
In here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Protected from the elements and ambush.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll shut the door. We'll camp out. And I assume you need to re-memorize spells.
I mean, it would be nice. I mean, I've got a plan of how to take care of him if we need to, but...
I mean, we need sending to contact Savash.
Yeah, I just am really not looking forward to sleeping in here again. But yeah,
You'd rather sleep outside in the cold?
I mean...
It's not freezing on this level, is it?
It's still quite cold, and it is actually...
But like normal underground cold.
It's actually still colder than it is outside.
Okay.
Still, it's shelter. Like, it's...
You won't get snowed on, but it would actually be warmer outside, assuming you had a tent or something similar.
Yeah, I've got a tent and things like that.
He doesn't sleep.
So I can have him close the door behind us if you want.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I'm going to use...
Do you want to try sending now? See if we can just do it like through... Like...
Do either of you have it memorized? Or prepared?
I have it prepared, but I think I used one of my last spell slots. Because what level is it?
Third.
I could do it.
Wait, what are we doing?
He wants to cast sending.
Oh.
So why don't we wait and figure out what we want to say?
Yes.
So you are leaving the underground city? Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
And then Animate Dead to close the door behind you.
Leaving?
Do we want to close it behind us?
Yes. Well, so if we close it, Jeff, go outside.
Okay.
Close it.
No, I closed the door. Now, can you use the amulet to open it?
I don't think so, but I'll try.
Okay. After a few moments, the door is shut by the winch and the mechanical gears. You hold up the amulet to the door. Put it in the slot, but it does not do anything.
Okay.
Fits nicely, but doesn't do anything.
Right.
That one amulet controls that one door.
That seems to be the case.
The red key card opens the red door.
Exactly.
Which never made any sense to me. Like, if you tiered down, like, the person wanting to go through that door, like, two doors from now, would need to get through that door as well.
That's why you have multiple key cards.
Yes, because that's secure. I need my 17 key cards, and this one only works on every other Tuesday. And
well, it does mean that if you lost one key card, you wouldn't lose access to all doors or give away access to all doors.
It's when you just change the locks.
It does, yeah.
So anyway, I'd like to seal it up anyway. I feel like we should go out, but...
Why?
Because I don't know why he couldn't.
And you want to get out while you know that we can?
Yes.
We haven't spent a long rest inside yet.
I feel like we missed the old lady who says, "You have but the turn of one hourglass to get out of the cursed place."
We've already spent one long rest in here.
Okay, maybe it's a two-day thing. I don't know what it is. Maybe the person who had all the centaurs and satyrs is going to come back around when they crawl up the poop hole and go, "Where are all my guards?" And then they're going to come knocking. I don't know.
I mean, I guess we could be safe sort of just on the other side of the door, like in like the ramp area.
Yeah, I mean, I've got survival. I can figure someplace.
Yeah, I can stay awake.
Right in front of the door is fairly sheltered. You've basically got three walls. No roof, but three walls. So it shields you from, 75% of the wind.
Mm-hmm. There's enough broken tables and shit in here that we could have firewood.
Sure.
Well, there's also a forest around you. So.
True.
So I'm just being the magic guy, feeling like maybe we should not tempt fate and sleep another night in here if we don't have to.
Okay.
Let's camp.
Chicken shit.
Plus, I'm really tired of being in his twisty intestine and tunnels place.
We're going to have to come back.
I will set up a ritual cast of alarm at the top of the ramp.
Okay.
And maybe in a couple of other strategic places near and around.
Like around the edge, I would think it's sufficient.
Yeah.
Dave, I use my third level spell, my last third level spell to animate the corpse. After, because it probably takes you to actually wench it open.
Wait, which corpse? What are you talking about?
The when I animated the satyr.
Yeah, you already did that.
Right. No, I'm finally marking it off from doing it. What I'm going to do is Bad so Cody. When we open the thing back up once we realize Jeff can't open it. I'm going to bleed on him with my last fourth level spell.
Bleed on
the satyr.
How?
What do you mean how?
Because it's closing the door. You're doing this before you close the door?
Yes.
Okay, this order of operations is a lot of whack.
No, what you do, it's cool. I'm turning away from the explosion as it happens.
Which explosion?
The explosion is going to happen after he closes the door.
Okay, so you are killing the zombie that you created with the blood.
Leave explosions. No witnesses.
But
okay.
But here, let me argue. If you leave him there waiting at the door on the other side, couldn't you reanimate him? You couldn't do it through a door.
He loses control of him after 24 hours.
Okay, but when we are eventually going to come back here...
He will be a zombie that will want to eat our brains.
And you couldn't tell him to open the door for us when we come back?
No.
Okay.
Considering there's someone down there who controls undead and has been down there for 900 years, theoretically, I don't want to leave any witnesses.
Okay.
So see, I bleed on him. We step out.
Right.
I tell him to close the door. He closes the door. I go a little limp. There's a small poof on the other side of the door. Now it's like we were never there. Except for all the shit we ransacked and other things we killed. But it's like we were never there.
Okay. So on this side of the door, presumably you spend the time to set up a camp.
Yep.
Do you have, you guys have a tent?
Yes.
You do. Okay.
Yes. And I can
that's along with some boots of the Winterland and presumably some blankets or winter clothing should be enough to protect you from the elements.
Yeah, and I'll set a campfire.
Okay. And is there anything else you want to do? I know you mentioned sending.
I don't have the spell slots, but I can do it in the morning.
Okay.
Inari wants to kind of walk around and look and see what you can see.
Okay. Just like looking at the ruins?
At the ruins. She wants to try and find the pond and the rock that were mentioned in the journal just to...
Mm. How long do you want to spend walking around?
Not long, because she's not going to get too far from camp by herself.
Okay. You walk around. You do find a decent... Like, now that you know what to look for, and it's not deep snow. It's just for like an inch, maybe. Mm-hmm. Now that you know what to look for, you can see a whole bunch of remains of buildings, sometimes very barely there walls, some of them a little bit higher, some of them for fairly large buildings too. Mm-hmm. But you're not able to find anything that sounds like what was in the journal. Your guess is that the trees and everything have shifted far too much for that to be easy to spot.
Makes sense. Then no, I'll keep watches, everything like that, on through the night.
Okay. Watches. Are you doing watches?
I can do it all myself.
All right, because shutdown state thingy.
Yeah.
Okay. By the campfire, in the tent, where do you want to be?
As far up the ramp as I can, while I can still feel some heat from the campfire. So I'm assuming not very far.
Okay. 15 feet, something like that.
Yeah. But I have put the alarm up there.
Right, at the end of the ramp. Anything else anyone wants to do during that long rest? You do technically have 2 hours of non-sleeping time. You can do something if you want to. What?
Mapping.
Okay. Of what?
The levels that we've been through so far.
Okay, sure. Make a cartography tools check. Cartographer's tools.
I suppose we as a group should...
It's a piss poor map.
A what?
It's a piss poor map.
Oh. I suppose
is that intelligence?
Yeah, and proficiency.
That's a 10.
Okay. You've got
it's an average map.
You've got the basic gist of, like, here's the front, and there's the area, and there's these bridges, but you know that the dimensions aren't exact. Mm-hmm. But it at least gives you an idea that you could show to someone. Say, here's the general layout. Anyone else?
Do we want to discuss now or in the morning what our next steps are?
I mean, I think we talk as we set up dinner and stuff, but like, yeah, I mean, if you look at the thing, we can go in different ways. Obviously, you all want me to send and talk to whoever and blah, blah, blah. I'm surprised you're trusting me enough to let me do the sending. Thank you.
I think, how quickly is a return message going to get to us?
I think they have to return a message pretty quickly. I think it's, I'd have to look at the spell. I think it's only a few minutes.
I'll check.
Like, I think they have to return. Now, that doesn't mean that it's a, they're a high-level wizard too, so like, they couldn't.
It says immediately, so yeah.
Yeah, they, if they want to respond using the second half of my spell, it's immediate, but they could send their own spell later.
Okay, so it's not like sending a letter back and forth. It's a phone call, sort of.
More like a text message.
Text message, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're limited to 25 words.
But there's like a timed bar going down. It's like, you have this much time to respond.
Gotcha. Because my thought was
more
maybe...
More like an Insta. Is that what it is? Not an Insta. Snapchat.
I mean, it is 25 words, so,
see,
you know.
It's more like a Twitter and Vine combined.
Yeah.
Like...
yeah, but there's the
Vine is not a bad comparison.
My sister sends pictures to my wife that, like, you only have, like, 8 seconds to look at or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snapchat. I don't know what it is.
Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
Snapchat. Yeah.
Yeah, I am hip. I am familiar with the Wu-Tang.
Because my thought is...
I just finished that Hulu series, by the way.
We could head to the nearest town and deal with some of the loot.
You realize the nearest town is across and like a giant, like it took us a day to sail that far.
Right. Yeah. Or are we just going to wait here for weeks or a month for
you
someone
should
to
make
us
a boat.
Could do that.
I mean, I have a
little
way
dinghy
across the water.
Oh yeah.
How far is it to Duskwater there across the water?
It's 100 miles or something like that.
170.
Ooh, that's a long way for a dinghy.
Yep, that's
it's a long.
Build a better boat.
And that is the closest town still, right?
They, certainly that you know of.
Okay.
If there are smaller settlements, they're not on your map and no one's told you about them.
And actually, there's something, going back and listening to episodes, there's something I want to do there.
Okay. I guess, yeah, do you want to, yeah, we should... I thought if we were going to have to wait to get a return message, we ought to say, hey, we're going to head into town and wait for a return message there. But I suppose if it's instantaneous, we should
communicate
first. And
that's correct.
Yeah, I don't think we've got the time.
What are you thinking?
I have water walk.
Oh.
I mean, we could probably cut at least that little...
You can walk about 20 miles in a day.
Inlet.
I was looking to see
a good pace, actually. That's a yes. Real healthy pace there.
Well, that's because you're adventurous.
Yeah. I mean, but even I've done backpacking and 10, 12 miles is a good day. So 20 is
Is that usually across rough terrain, though?
Yes.
Not flat ground.
That's in the Rockies.
Or flat
yeah.
water.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
Yeah, but we only have an hour.
what I was thinking about is... What creature swims the fastest?
Just you with your yeah. with your manta cloak.
Yep.
Just push the dinghy.
God dinghy.
Oh my god. Turn into a dragon and carry us.
It depends on how far I can fly before the polymorph goes out. That's what I'm trying to do some math here, okay? If I get it wrong and dump you, you're gonna be pissed.
Dragon speed, flying speed is usually, what, 90 feet?
I don't know. I don't have the book on me.
If only we were level 5, or I had a level 5 spell.
So 90 feet in 6 seconds times 10 for a minute. Wait, but you can dash, so
right.
times 2.
That's what I'm saying. We need to just do the math here.
1,800 feet per minute.
Dragons fly times, 9 miles per hour.
Times 60 is 108,000 feet per hour, divided by 5,280. 20 miles an hour.
Oh, okay. 5 hours.
So my 2 castings of Polymorph would get you 40 miles into the 170-mile trip, which is why I was looking to see if there was any some sort of exceptionally speedy
nope, start making a boat.
No, you give me time, I got some ideas. Okay,
well, we could put the, you could sit in the dinghy on your back of the dragon and when the spell ends, we fall into the water and we wait in the dinghy until you're ready again.
Would Featherfall work on the boat?
No. I don't think it works on objects.
But I do have Featherfall.
Me too. Sorry, Troy. Oh, no, you can fly. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's creatures.
The only person who would get screwed in this deal is me when I polymorph back.
You can fly, too.
You could also skim close to the water when it's about to run out.
Yeah.
I don't think it polymorphs my clothes.
I think it becomes a part of you. I could be wrong, but...
I think either way. We build a harness so that the dinghy hangs from the belly of the the dragon, and it's just a dragon airship at that point.
Why don't we do sending to Savash and see if he has any suggestions? Let him know that we've lost our ride.
So we decided that the dragon is 50 feet, right?
90.
No, I did that based on 90 feet.
Oh, sorry, 90.
What do you have?
I'm just looking at other options.
Ah.
Because, like, the thing is, like, if you... So, you know, I can polymorph twice, right? So if I can even drag the boat 40 miles a day in 2 hours, like, that's not bad. What we need is something that's got a faster movement speed that I can turn into. I was just looking at a giant shark. Its swim speed is 50 feet, so that's not super helpful. But I think that right now is our way of getting back. Unless we're going to go... Now, we got to figure out which one are we going to, Jeff. We have some paperwork of things to find.
What if we can cut the shorter inlet?
Yeah, if we can get across those little...
Hang on. Let's just for your reference about what you know about so far. Go ahead and zoom out on the map a bit. The bar's up in the top right corner.
That goes there.
Other direction. Okay, there you go. So, you're here in Nephthalion. The three locations you have heard about are Duavrad, the Vardarva Anusta, and Valakur. You know where Valakur is.
We know where Duavrad is.
Yeah, Duavrad, down here, a good 1,000+ miles.
That's where we were. That's where we went
to. Yeah, you came through there.
First stop.
And the Vardarva Anusta is up here in the mountains to the northwest of you. Geographically, it is the closest. However, it is probably not very easy to get to. There's no ships that can get to it because it's in the mountains. And as the crow flies, it's 500 miles overland in territory edging on the Arctic in winter.
So, unless we get other instructions from Darren Master or Rose Master, whichever it is, I think, like Troy was suggesting, we could hop as far across those inlets of water that Cody could take us, going southwest around that sea there. You hop over inlets at a time.
This inlet?
And eventually, yeah, it'll take a while, but make our way back to Duskwater. We know Duskwater is a friendly, safe town.
Yeah, but even still, it's kind of a long journey.
You probably could make it across that inlet with the two castings of Polymorph. And you could probably make it across that gap there in the same. You could definitely cut large chunks off of the journey by doing that, if you didn't want to risk going directly across, which would be quite a risk, especially because the seas are quite nasty this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But then we still have to get all the way around.
Yep.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be quick.
It's going to take us a week or so doing that, I'm guessing. Do a hop or two.
Let's call the Iron Master, have him call us an airship, and we're good to go.
Just teleport us, please.
Yeah, we should make contact before we do anything.
I'm a favor of not mentioning much about the loot, but otherwise, you know, report back what we found of archaeological and historical importance.
Yeah, I'm bringing back the archaeological stuff.
Okay. Good.
Any objections to that?
No, I mean, Kellen's going to send back whatever he thinks he needs to send back, so...
Troy, you want to cast sending?
That's why I'm surprised you were letting me have the responsibility.
Okay, is there anything else you want to discuss that night before you rest?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Sleepy.
All right. Rook stands watch over the night, and you don't hear anything out of the ordinary for snowy forest. Most of you sleep well. Inari, you probably don't sleep quite as well.
Oh?
You've been cursed!
Curses. You touched something.
I did something.
You were supposed to touch nothing but the lamp.
Why do you think he was taking all those all those continual flames? He wasn't sure which lamp he could touch. Oh, Dave and your secret messages. Oh, it's because he touched the fucking...
What Inari chooses to tell the rest of the group is entirely up to Inari.
For those playing the home game, Jeff has just been handed something by Dave.
Yeah, Dave just handed me a sheet of paper.
Do not read this aloud. This is for your eyes only.
Although I suppose if you really wanted to read it to the listeners and not to us, we could all go upstairs for a couple minutes.
Or I could record it separately
later.
Yeah.
He record it later and send it to Schroeder. Keeping in mind that there is a good chance that I will probably hear it at some point.
Yeah.
Even if I try not to. Since this ends up in the first, like, 10 minutes of an episode or last 10 minutes of an episode, I probably hear it. I don't listen to the middle bits. I listen about 5 to 10 minutes to know Schroeder did a competent job at the beginning. And I check the last 5 or 10 minutes. So it's kind of like that essay theory. It's like, at the beginning, the essay is good, and the end of the essay kind of matches. It's probably a good essay.
Your premise and conclusion?
Right.
Hear that, Schroeder? Grady doesn't trust you to do a good job.
But no, also I trust him enough that I don't listen to the whole episode. Look at 30, 40 minutes of shit that I don't listen to. Maybe more.
It's fair.
Shit, that one episode that just came out is like an hour and a half long. Listen to like 10 minutes of that fucker.
I do gotta say, the editing and recording quality has seriously improved over the years.
Well, when you spend $600 on a board and, you know, about $700, $800 on mics, that'll improve your quality.
Thanks, listeners.
Yes. Mostly funded by listeners. One of these mics, I think the one I'm using, was entirely funded by a listener. They're like, hey, I hear you like mics.
Who's Mike?
Hey! So if I'm reading this correctly...
You're not.
I think I've been doing this wrong.
Which?
Holy shit, we've been playing the game wrong?
You look like you're looking at the cleric section.
My list of prepared spells.
You...
Choose a number of cleric spells equal to your wisdom modifier plus your cleric level.
Uh-huh.
So I should only be allowed to have...
8 plus...
15 or 13 spells prepared at one time.
Yeah. You have the whole list available to choose from, but you can only prepare that many.
Yeah, only I know 13. You're not prepared spells. Yeah. This is probably...
What's your wisdom modifier?
5.
So 13.
13.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many do you know?
All of them.
I know all of them, but I can only prepare 13.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many are there total?
A lot.
Probably a couple hundred. Like, a lot. Now, granted, through only level 4, there's less, but... And as far as like in-game goes, you probably don't technically know the ones above levels you can cast.
Right.
Because it's probably like beyond your understanding at that point. It's never explicitly stated, but that's what I assume.
Well, like what annoys me about this like app is like I would figure it would know that I'm a cleric, so all my known spells should be already like moved over from my class spells, but it doesn't. So like I just have to retool this whole thing.
Get a better app.
This was free.
Yep. That's pretty good.
It's pretty solid investment there.
The following morning, I assume you prepare sending.
Am I preparing sending or are you preparing sending? Oh, double stamp, triple stamp.
I would almost feel better if both of you prepared it.
But you don't trust either one of us?
No, because I'm going to give you the chance to talk to the Iron Master, but if you're going to be a jackass, I'm going to have him send something.
How would you know if I were a jackass or not?
It's true.
That's true. Is it based on his deception check?
Well, I'll take a gamble on that.
Because if I'm not preparing sending, I'm going to prepare a better spell.
So following morning, you all wake up feeling rested or whatever Warforged feel.
Oh, God.
Recharged.
Sure.
Claw 3!
Yeah, you spend like the time in the morning building a new claw. Alright, so claw's back-ish. Spells are being prepared.
Yes, I've prepared my spells.
He's back in black with a new black matte paint job now.
But if you're not preparing sending, I'll prepare a different spell.
Back in black is the song that Jazz and I walked into our wedding reception to.
Nice.
I was wearing black.
Prepare sending.
Okay. So you've got redundancy available.
Nope, taking it off.
Okay.
Huh?
Kellen
is
not.
I'm not going to prepare sending if he prepares sending. It has no sense.
I don't care who prepares sending.
I want him to waste the spell slot on instead of me.
Okay.
The Iron Master doesn't want to talk to me. 25 words. Troy, what you going to say?
Yes, do figure that out.
Hey, bro, we found that thing.
I definitely use two words on hey, bro.
Yeah, that way he knows who it's from.
At some point in the night there, I'll count how much of that gold we looted.
Okay. You get out that big trunk.
One.
Two.
Two. Three.
You make a stack of 10, then you're like, you just make more stacks that are 10. It's 5,000 gold.
Okay.
Nice.
And how many platinum did you say it was?
36.
Okay.
It's 5,360 gold.
Do y'all want to split this up now, or mean put it back all back in the bag of holding?
I got it. I've got it written down. We can split it up whenever.
Okay.
Doesn't include. Damn it.
I mean, none of us are going to want to carry around that much gold.
Hey, bro, we totally found that underground elven city you wanted us to find. Crazy lady with pixies and undead. Need some keys, yo. Heading out with my homies.
I'm pretty sure that you're already past 25.
It's just like a tweet, though. It just stops.
One of four.
Yeah, rolling deep with my hope.
We were sent there specifically to find a person. We did not find evidence.
No,
we
were not sent to find a person. We were sent to start exploring Nephthalia.
The person was part of the goal.
John Coinleaf tagged this site and said send somebody to check it out, and she went on her way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Presumably to this place.
No, she was going somewhere else.
This was tangential to her actual research.
I do think it's important to relay, we've gone as far as we can without another key. We don't have transportation back.
Send us your best flying ship pronto. We don't want boats.
Someone write it out.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Theoretically, there's a better spell than sending that he could send back, that he could use to talk to us, right?
Sending's really like the best option.
Okay.
I don't know off the top of my head. I don't know.
Like, there are other, I mean, like, there are other, like, I mean, like, to be fair, he could teleport here, have a conversation with us, and teleport back.
Probably Dream is the next highest thing that's fifth level, which you don't have access to.
I mean, if he's high enough level, he could shadow walk his happy ass up here, teleport, whatever he wants to do.
Don't count against that, so I
should. Your cantrips do not count against that. Also, your cantrips can't change. The ones that you know are the ones that you know.
Yeah.
You can summon a raven as a familiar and use it as a carrier pigeon.
You can, but it would take however long it takes for it to fly that distance, which would be a long time.
It's more like a migration pattern at that point.
The popular
find a druid and do animal messenger.
The popular answers so far are either to use sending or have your DM come up with a new spell.
In which case, they're forgetting Dream, because that's a legit good way to talk. Because you actually can have a conversation with someone for like 10 minutes in a dream.
Like, the thing is, 25 words is plenty. You can be a little facetious, Jeff. If everything is like
I know. I'm trying to figure out what we need to tell him, though.
Found Nephthalion. Stop.
Yes. I've got that.
It's locked by a bunch of magical keys. Stop.
That's a lot of words.
Crazy sorceress bitch down below. Stop. Send airship immediately. Stop. See, that's not even 25 words.
Cleared. Cleared undead.
It's so cold. Send more blankets. Plicks.
Balls freezing.
Blue balls. The blue is from the cold.
Blue balls from cold.
The other kind. I mean, theoretically, right? We could just cast multiple sendings and wait a day.
I mean, if I prepared, I can blow all my third level spells on it, so I could cast sending multiple times. But I don't want to. Because I think that 25 words is more than enough to get it across. Have you even gotten 12 yet?
Hang on.
You still got 10 words left.
I imagine that Kellen is doing this to Inari, just badgering over
100%. If you don't say, hey, bro, he won't know it's us.
Brah.
Only we Brah. Would be so informal.
Yo, homie. What up? How you doing? Me? cold. Found Nephthelion. Hella monsters down below. Need some keys. Send your airship. That's got to be like 25 words.
I've got two words left.
What do you
hey,
have?
Bro.
Hey, bro. See? Even after all that, after all your planning, you're still...
found Nephthelion. Magically...
No. Hey, bro.
Yes, we covered that. Found Nephthelion, magically locked. Must find scattered keys. Cursed enemies still living inside. Does the name Mevalriel mean anything to you? Lost our ride.
Okay.
I'm going to make some amendments.
I was saying, to be fair, he's the one sending, so you can write all the shit you want.
That's pretty good, but there's definitely some words to lose. Definitely. Hey, bro.
Is there anything else that you're wanting to include?
That's the thing, is that Jeff took all that time and he still barely filled 25 words.
Can you scry?
No.
Oh, scry me a river.
I'm sure he's scrying us right now.
Well...
I've got 8 more words we can use.
What else are you going to say? Like, that's the thing, is that there's not much to report. Unless you're going to list the cities in which the lost keys are found.
No, I'm going to...
Do we know that?
We know roughly where they are.
I guess I'll just really add, like, how do you think we should get back?
How's your day been?
How you doing? Wink. Subtle head nod. Dude.
So, yeah.
That's 8 words.
What did you cut out?
Hey, bro.
Damn it.
I took out scattered, just must find keys. Cursed enemies still inside, took out living. I took out the name, and just does Melvriel mean anything? Took out 9 words, lost right.
Well, what 9 words do you want to add?
I mean, basically just like, how are we getting back? I mean.
Lost ride, need ride.
We have 7 words.
Sincerely. Since you didn't say, hey, bro, he's not going to know it's us, so we need to sign it.
He's going
to
send back.
Sincerely.
Too bad. So sad.
You know who sent it.
There's a clever folks online saying you can scry someone else as a ping and have them scry you back, and then they can just see and hear you, and so you just talk freely.
As in you're both scrying each other at the same time?
No, it's... I guess it was scry someone else who can scry back, just to ping so they know you're trying.
Yeah.
And then they scry you back and you choose to fail the save.
Right. You could talk to them, but they couldn't talk back to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you can't do mutual scrying at the same time, can you?
You could. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't be able to see anything around you because you'd be scrying on them, but you could hear what they're saying. And they could hear what you're saying.
But then you're going to get that shitty telephone echo.
You technically
hear yourself in their cauldron.
You technically wouldn't be able to hear yourself talk.
Right.
But you could still talk.
Did you add hey bro back?
No.
God.
Prepare yourself, Dick.
I cast Evard's black tentacles on Troy.
Do you go limp?
Not for that one.
Okay. I'll make sure to write that down before evening's over.
So does time elapse and he doesn't return, or are you saying we're stopping before we get his return?
You do not receive an immediate reply.
You fucked it up.
Forgot the hey, bro.
Which one of us here is a wizard, okay? You do not fuck with the ancient mystical properties of the bro.
You need to put hey, bro, and then in a sparkle.
So...
Did you even add the eggplant emoji?
No. You do get a reply maybe an hour later or so, which I will need a few minutes to compose. In the meantime, possibly discuss more where you might want to go. Granted, it might depend a little bit on what the response is, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're honestly...
Unless you just want to take a break.
We're like proper fucked as far as getting anywhere.
I mean, not really.
No, we're adventurers. We can literally make a boat.
I'll start building a boat.
Right. Do we have the rations to last, not only for him to make a boat?
I brought like a month's worth of rations. You can literally cast create food and water every day.
I brought 10 rations that I don't need.
I pull out the expensive extending fishing pole and tackle.
Ron Popeil.
I go and fish. While we wait for the response.
I hope you catch one of the shark people and it eats you.
Good luck. First off, fade away. Second off, polymorph. Third off, my blood explodes. Do you really want to bite me?
I don't want to bite you. I want a shark person to bite you.
Fourth off, I have some contingency spells that you really, really don't want me to use that aren't the polymorphing blood exploding ones. I'm fishing, Dave.
For what? I'm writing.
I assume he fucked up sending, so I'm going to go sit and fish.
Oh, I thought that you meant that you, Cody, were fishing for information.
No.
Because I wasn't paying attention.
I, Kellen, am fishing for food.
I see. Okay.
I bought fishing tackle.
Do any of the names from the journal ring a bell for me as far as history?
I mean, that symposium is mentioned.
No, I mean like...
people names?
Yes. I don't expect they would, but especially the Melvariel.
No, I don't think any of them...
okay.
Any of them would be familiar.
Are you sharing anything about your note, Jeff?
Well, it's a dream, and I'm not sure... about I don't me. Know. Would Kellen sit around and listen to me talk about my dream?
I'm sitting and fishing, so whatever...
So no, you walked away.
Right, because the shore is not near the door.
Sure.
It's probably a good like half mile down the slope.
But if you want to walk away and go fishing, I am fishing. Because I would like something fresh to eat.
Yeah, I'll go fish.
Are you dreaming about me and my staff of charming?
I suppose at this point of spending enough time together, you would know that I would only be interested if you're interested in telling.
Uh-huh. I'm not sure what to tell. In all honesty, I'm getting tired and I'm having trouble talking. So
yeah, we'll be done soon.
I thought you were, okay.
No, that's not me saying I want to stop.
Well, my thought was essentially hear back, figure out what you're going to do next, and then we'll call it.
I'm not in a hurry.
See, I thought you'd say you don't hear an immediate response and then cut.
Yeah, but I as a DM would like to know where you're going next. Okay. And so that sort of necessitates you having some info to make your decision.
You hear no response because the entire world is dead.
We've spent 5,000 years down in Nethelion.
Maybe. Maybe that guy fucking eroded away when he hit that. It wasn't the wall. He fucking like melted and shit.
Did you share?
No.
Not yet.
We're fishing.
You're fishing. I can just create the shit.
I don't want your Jesus bread.
Yeah, I could care less if you could care less.
No, I think I'd be very concerned about it. Okay, I don't know.
Shh.
Huh?
Fish, be quiet.
I'll come lumbering up and go, hey guys, what's going on? Conk, conk, conk.
I don't know what I would have done to be affected by her.
Her who?
The girl whose amulet we found. I'm not sure if it's the fact that I'm carrying the amulet in her bag, or if something else happened.
Point of order. You told me you were wearing it.
Yes, I did.
I
have two words left.
But...
hey, bro.
Not everything is a mind flayer.
No, you know, that's it. That's an old D&D thing we used to do. Flynn's not here. There was a paladin, and this was third ed, when you could detect good and evil, and it was just instantaneous. You knew whether someone was good or evil alignment. And what he always said was that he had a long, like knotted beard. And like the thing was is that we always said that his beard would point towards evil. So anytime we think that someone is an evil, we would look at the paladin and go. So that's me saying, hey cleric, like, detect something. Is our friend Inari now going to have to go the way of Fredo? Is that the kind of fishing trip that we're on? I'd like to know, please, so I can prepare.
I dreamed some of Kira's memories from the sound of it.
Okay.
I've heard of weirder things happening.
And from Dave's reaction, I assume it's because I'm wearing her amulet. I dreamt about her escape. It sounds like her run through the tradesman's tier.
You sure it's not just your imagination putting things together? I mean, it's not like some godlike being handed you a piece of paper that described it.
I don't know. It depends. When I get down there, I'll tell you if the details match.
Fair. I could send you down the poop chute. Oh, please, God, say hey, bro.
So, that's I'm just giving that back.
Oh,
okay. So, about an hour after... Well, Jeff, do you want to keep going?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and read this. Because I I'm not putting it together. You're dreaming. Each moment is clear, crisp, and vivid, and you remember it perfectly upon waking. Because I'd share this stuff with them. Because I want to try and figure out details about what I'm seeing and compare it to things that we saw in there and what we might see when we go back in. Mm-hmm. You are in a stone corridor, the walls of which are richly painted with all manner of styles, murals, abstract artwork, natural shapes and forms, landscapes, all very good. But you are running. Your side aches from running. Your feet hurt in your shoes as they hit the floor. There are four elves running ahead of you, each with a long curved sword drawn. One looks back at you for a moment, breathing heavily. You can see the despair in his eye, the loss of hope, and it makes you ache with sadness. Distant, down the hall behind you, an echoing booming crash sounds, like the cracking of stone. "Quick in here," one of your companions says, pushing open a door. It is dark inside with the smell of strong leather. You hear a sob. That there's a break, and I'm assuming that I'm jumping to another image. You are in a small room, mostly dim, and a male elf is close to you, his hands on your face, earnest. He says, "Listen to me. I won't do it. There's nobody else. No one left." His hair is silver, he is wearing chainmail, and he smells like sweat and cinnamon. There is a massive stone door before you, four spiraling grooves leading to an inset circle in the center. You run to it. Behind you are the sounds of moving feet, clashing swords, the sickening sound of meat being cut, the grunts and shouts of battle. An amulet is in your hand, its chain around your wrist, and you hold it up, press it into the space in the door. A pulse of fiery light travels down the grooves and you feel relieved. It breaks again. You are in a cozy kitchen. Fire is burning in the hearth, and you are a child. An elvish woman is standing at a table kneading dough. Flour dusts her apron and arms, and a small streak of it is on her cheek. She looks down at you and smiles and pulls a chair up to her and pats it. You climb into the chair, look at her and then the dough, and smack it with your fists to help.
We can discuss, but we're running out of time on the recording. So do you want to read your response?
Sure.
Just so we have it.
In fairness, they don't know shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Or I guess whoever he's sending it to.
I was saying, to be fair, he's sending, so it could go to someone else.
Would you like me to not read it?
Kind of.
Okay.
If these guys want to be secretive dicks, then I can too.
Well, we have...
Yeah, because I'm being real secretive.
yeah, you were earlier.
When?
I'm going to message it to you then.
When we were on a boat and you guys were being shifty and...
Oh.
Yeah, I hold grudges. Get over it.
Do I need to...
Wait. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Do I need to Fredo him? Because I got more.
Okay, but seriously, what are we doing here?
Message I get back is, mission remains. Explore city. If cursed, determine nature. Search for keys. Can sell artifacts to... academic institutions for funding. Name unknown. Librarians researching. Hire ride.
Duh. You suck. Send airship. Nanner nanner boo boo. What a dick. I don't care about the rest of my 25 words. Bite me.
Send me a solution that doesn't technologically exist in this world.
Airships exist?
Nope.
Not on this continent, you said.
You've never seen one. You've actually never heard of one.
Ah.
You can't even conceive of such a thing.
Okay.
The closest thing you've ever heard of is the astral ships of the Gith on a different plane.
You don't know where I've been.
Your mom.
At least once.
So, where do we want to go? What do we want to do? Sounds like we're on our own.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.